Welcome in to the newest episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Glad to have you here with us, joining us for episode 120 of the podcast. I am not recording in my typical venue today, currently in the process of a move, but we'll showcase the new venue to you next time, Joey. Sad to say I couldn't get it done this week, but will next week. But happy to say that this week we have Draft Wars on the slate for today's podcast episode, including a lot of additional new graphics, I will say, that Gibbo has produced for today's episode. So those of you video podcast watchers, keep an eye out for those. Before we get into all the details of how our Draft Wars episode is going to go today, want to give you a quick reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Hoth Hangout channel on YouTube, definitely check us out there for the video version of every podcast, as well as our reactions to the latest episodes when they do go live. Additionally, you can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts, questions, or otherwise, and we'd love to showcase them on the podcast. Additionally, you can find the Hoth Hangout podcast wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either platform or any platform that allows you to leave a five-star review, leave a five-star review on the podcast. We'd appreciate it very much. And it also does allow it to be more easily discovered by other people that love Star Wars as well. We're on the socials on Instagram, TikTok, and X, at Hoth Hangout on each of those. And we are streaming this live, not only on YouTube, but also on Twitch. We're also now on Twitch, so definitely check us out on either of those two platforms. And I should mention as well with YouTube, we are only 7 subscribers away from that 500 subscriber goal. So if you still haven't subscribed to the Hoth Hangout YouTube channel, check us out there and hit that subscribe button. Help us get a little closer to the goal. The Hoth Hangout community Discord server is also available down in the show notes of today's episode as well. Joey, how are you doing? You feeling excited about our... We've done drafts before, but this is the first one we've ever branded Draft Wars. Are you excited for the first Draft Wars?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know, we've got all the movies and TV shows that we're going to be drafting here in a little bit. So I think I have an idea on some of the early ones, but we'll see what maybe a later draft pick will be. Maybe some surprises will be headed our way, but we'll see. But yeah, like Ben said, we're only 7 away. What do we need to do to get those 7? I see Ben's got a workout rig behind him. Maybe he could do some squats, 7 squats for 7 subs or something like that. We're almost there, y'all. We're almost there. But pretty good. Excited for the Draft Wars. I am still battling a little bit of a cold. So if you see me popping a cough drop here or there, don't worry about it. We'll be okay. I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, by the way, currently coming to you live from the only place that has accessible Wi-Fi, my parents' basement, hence the weight rack you see behind me. But yeah, squats for the 500 subs, who says no? Yeah. In today's episode, we're going to be drafting basically your lineup versus my lineup of our favorite / the best Star Wars movies and TV shows. Really, anything is anything is game. You can draft any show, any TV show, any movie. If you want to take the holiday special with your first round pick, Joey, I'm not going to stop you.
Who knows? I sent my list to Gibbo. Who knows? It may pop up there. We'll see.
Okay. We might just touch briefly on a couple more of those details about how Draft Wars is going to work. But before we get into the official beginning of the draft, we did want to mention just a couple quick pieces of Star Wars news in the recent days. One of them about the upcoming next year film, Starfighter, starring Ryan Gosling, was recently announced that Amy Adams is going to be joining the cast for this movie, joining already announced Matt Smith, Mia Goth, Aaron Pierre, Simon Bird, Jamail Westman, Daniel Ings, the lineup already set, and then of course directed by Sean Levy, the director of Deadpool and Wolverine, if for anyone that caught that movie. But this cast is really shaping up to be pretty star-studded. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I think because this movie feels standalone enough. Kind of like Rogue One and Solo, although I did like Rogue One more than Solo, it doesn't feel like anything they do is going to be totally off-putting in this movie. I think they have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to what they could do in Star Wars Starfighter coming out next year. What did you think of the news? I do love Amy Adams as an actress, I will say. What did you think of the news that she's joining the cast?
I mean, I love Amy Adams as an actress. She was in, I think, wasn't she in The Office? Wasn't that one of her earlier roles the handbag lady?
Jim's love interest before Pam.
Well, I think instead of Pam, right? We could do a whole,
right.
We should honestly, if you wanted to do a Office podcast, I would completely be down for that, by the way. Although I never really got into the later seasons. I'm not sure about you, but the later seasons when Michael left, I'm like, not a big deal. I love Amy Adams. One thing that I'm interested in is the star power just these two you see on the screen here, Amy Adams and Ryan Gosling, pretty high, you know. And I don't know about you, but I like my Star Wars to be a little bit more, you know, lesser names, you know, like people that, you know, but these are like, you know, award-winning actors and stuff now we're talking about. And I feel like, I don't know if that takes it away. It's a lot like when we saw Jack Black and Lizzo on the screen for Mandalorian. You're like, it just takes me out of it too much, you know? So I'm interested in how it's going to, like, turn out. But because, like, people like Harrison Ford, you know, Mark Hamill became famous because of Star Wars. You know, same goes for Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, you know. But, you know, these are pretty well-known actors as it is. So I'll be interested in how that translates to the big screen if I could just take them out of their, you know, roles that I would see them in and put them in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. And I realized I misspoke when I announced this. It doesn't come out next year. It comes out in 2027. So we've got almost 2 years before this movie comes out.
Assuming it stays greenlit. Who knows, right, with Star Wars?
Right. Yeah, this would not be the first time. It would not be the second, third, fourth, or fifth time that something has been announced that it wasn't made. So, you know, it feels a little further along in the process than some of the other canceled projects in the past. But I think once we get the trailer in front of our eyes, like, I don't know, a year from now, that's when I'll start to think, okay, it's actually happening. But as of now, the release date is set to be May 28th, 2027. So roughly 20-ish months from now. So mark your calendars. Ryan Gosling, Amy Adams, starring in Star Wars Starfighter, not next summer, but the following summer. But Amy Adams, a great addition to the cast overall. And by the way, I'll mention it quickly. Matt Smith, the one on that list. I mean, yes. Undoubtedly going to be playing a villain. Like, you already know. I'm super excited to see him in any role he has. He's one of my favorite actors. So looking forward to seeing this film when it does eventually come out. The other piece of news before we do our draft wars today is that Darth Vader's lightsaber is going to auction. For the very first time, the iconic film prop from a galaxy far, far away, going to auction again, like I said, for the very first time. It's going up for sale. And this is the prop that was used during the filming of episodes 5 and 6, most iconically in the scene, perhaps the most well-known scene in all of cinema, where Darth Vader says, "I am your father." And so I don't know exactly what this is going to sell. It's estimated that it could go anywhere from $1 to $3 million for this one prop from Empire and Return of the Jedi. Pretty cool, Joey. You think we can collectively come up with some funds to bid on this thing?
I was thinking about I think it's time for our Patreon, you know, to finally to start that up, so we can get this in the official Hoth Hangout collectible museum here. I mean, I am shocked that this is one not in a museum already, like not in, you know, the Lucasfilm museum that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. You know, I feel like this would be one of the items that he would have showcased in there, but I guess that was really more his collection. But still, you know, I think this is I'm shocked that this is in a private owner's hands and to be passed on to somebody who has a cool mill, a cool 3 mil, just hanging out in their pockets for this. So I'm going to be watching this one. I don't know, you know, I'm going to be interested in seeing how this one sells. I have my little dinky replica, and it certainly was not that much. So just to be able to see something of like you said, cinematic history, basically going for auction here. Yeah, I'm. It's going to be interesting how this goes.
Yeah, people can start bidding on it at the time of this recording. It's September 2nd. At the time of the release of the audio version of this podcast, you can officially start bidding on this prop on Prop Store. The folks who are showcasing the item and selling it, amongst other cool items like the whip from Indiana Jones, the neutralizer from Men in Black, and the clapper board from the set of Jaws. So nice. Lots of iconic movie props being sold here in the coming days, most especially Darth Vader's lightsaber. Do you have a comment here? It looks like from Kid Caduceus we want to mention real quickly. Hopefully Starfighter takes the cue from Andor. Yeah, I really do hope so. Mm-hmm. Leaning into some of that darker tone, not being afraid to kind of lean into that. Yeah, like I said, and not making it, I don't know, you know, happy-go-lucky. Everyone loves a good skeleton crew, but for every skeleton crew, there needs to be an Andor, you know, something that has a darker tone, a real sound to it. So, yes, I agree, Kid Caduceus. Okay, the time has arrived for the first official Draft Wars we've ever done. Now, like I mentioned off the top of the episode, we have done drafts before, but we have not done one under the moniker of Draft Wars before. And so what this is going to consist of, Joey and I have both provided our top 15 Star Wars movies and TV shows separately to Gibbo. And so Gibbo has an idea of what we might be drafting next. And we're just going for our best, most favorite, most solid list of TV and movies. And then once we've both drafted our lists, we'll pit them against one another. Those of you watching live, if you'd like to weigh in on the conversation, you know, if it's like, oh, Ben, that was such a dumb pick, or I think this about Joey's pick versus Ben's pick. We'd love to hear your voices in this conversation as well. So, Joey, did you have any last thoughts about the format of Draft Wars, or just what you're most looking forward to before we hop into it?
Is it going to be a snake draft, or do you want to go one back, one, two, one, two, or what? Yeah, what, I don't know if we decided on that rule.
Ooh, that, yeah, well, I know we're spinning for first pick. We're spinning the wheel for first pick. I like the idea of going, I don't know. I mean, it's only five picks a piece, right?
I believe that's right, right? I think that's five.
I'm pretty sure. So if we're doing five picks a piece, I don't know if we need to snake draft. I think we can just go back and forth. I'm cool with that if you are.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can go back and forth.
Unless you get first pick, then I want to do a snake
draft. Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, we'll do back and forth then.
Yeah, we'll do back and forth. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to spin then if you are.
All right, let's do this. Let's get the spin on. And I believe we have a little spinning reel here.
It sounds like we are back. Well, for those of you who are just joining us, you know, before that audio cut out, the Draft Wars is beginning. I don't know at what point the audio did cut out, but I'm going to pick first. We're going to go back and forth. We're not going to do snake draft style. I would have been okay going second for this one. The pressure to pick first is tough. I think there's an obvious pick for the best Star Wars movie or TV show. I would be remiss if I didn't start. I think my mindset goes straight to, I think I have to pick a movie first, because that feels iconic almost. And if I have to pick a movie, and I want to pick a movie, I think you have to go with episode 5. So for my first draft pick in Draft Wars, I'm going Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars episode 5. Nice. I think it is my personal favorite Star Wars movie. Although I will say Revenge of the Sith, I think, is a close second. Ooh, not to share too many of my cards early.
Oh,
off
wait
of that.
A minute. Hold on. Maybe I can snipe and get it.
Yeah. I love Empire Strikes Back. For me, it's the most iconic Star Wars film. It's the namesake of our podcast, Hoth Hangout. And I think this is generally also considered to be, I think, on average, the favorite movie of Star Wars fans. We, you know, obviously with exceptions. Like, I know your personal favorite movie, if I remember correctly, is not Empire Strikes Back, not to give too much away. But I think I'm going to play it strong but safe and go Empire Strikes Back for my number one pick in the draft.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good, solid pick. I mean, Empire Strikes Back, definitely a fan favorite. Everybody loves that movie. And it's like the power stud running back, you know, in a football draft. It's like if you're the number one pick, you almost have to get that right. So, yeah, solid pick. But I think I'm ready for my next one. You ready to hear this one?
Is this out of left field?
I wouldn't say left field, but the pick is in, as okay. shown by that audio. You do know my favorite movie. Obviously. But I like to mix things up here, Ben. I don't always want to just do something that everyone's expecting to get the the Patrick Mahomes here coming right out of the gate. We're gonna go a little bit deeper into it. I'm gonna pick the Clone Wars TV series.
Ooh, that's a great pick. That's a good pick.
for my first pick. As much as Empire Strikes Back and I'll be honest, even if I got the number one pick, I probably still would have gotten Clone Wars, to be honest. So,
okay.
But it works out even better in this case, because with Empire Strikes Back, the most, favorited movie, I think it's pretty safe to say that Clone Wars, the Clone Wars series, is the, if not all of TV, definitely the most favorite of the animated series, right? So, I'm going to go with Clone Wars. I mean, it's kind of like the origins of Ahsoka Tano, one of the most, revered characters in Star Wars now. Obviously, you see everything with the development of the friendship, the brotherhood between Anakin and Obi-Wan. So much great stories. Even Asajj Ventress is in there. You get to learn a lot more about some of the Jedi, Quinlan Vos, so just everyone. I think that this was an easy slam dunk for me, especially that you picked Empire Strikes Back at one.
Yeah, I actually really like that pick. I had that in my top. I think I had that in my top four out of my 15 or however many I gave Gibbo. So that definitely would have been probably one of my first two picks, I would say. So I think that's a really good, solid pick. It's definitely the best, by far the best animated show, and you could even make the case the best show in general. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Right. So yeah, I like that pick.
Yeah, and shout out to Kit Caduceus. He also said that that it was his number one pick.
Okay, nice.
And he also loves like the draft chime. Yeah, shout out to Gibbo on the modified Star Draft Wars draft chime.
Yeah. Okay. I there's part of me that kind of wants to vary it a little bit and go with a TV show, but I'm between a couple things right now, actually. And I think I just have to go ahead and stick with my second favorite Star Wars movie and say Revenge of the Sith, episode 3, for my second draft pick. Like I said, these are 1 and 2 for me. I would actually put Clone Wars above both of these. I would put Clone Wars kind of like in the same category as these, I should say, in terms of kind of my general favorites. There's a lot of people who might say that Revenge of the Sith is not like the same level of quality as perhaps Empire Strikes Back is. But interestingly, and I don't know if you feel this way or not, I feel like the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen a lot of people come out and say, like, Revenge of the Sith is my favorite Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, almost like the generation that was born as the prequels were coming out and hearing the generation before them say, oh, these are not the originals. And then that the generation that was born during the prequels got to witness the sequels coming out and saying, maybe the prequels like are actually not that bad, you know? So I think it's clearly the best prequel film. And more than anything, it is the linchpin of Star Wars, I would argue, this movie is. It's the ultimate downfall of Anakin, the descent from Jedi to Sith, from Skywalker to Vader. And so I've actually heard a lot of people say as well that this is the last Star Wars movie that you should watch and do it in kind of like the 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 order. I've also heard people, I think it's called the machete order. This is
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where you save like the episode 6. I think it's 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6. But anyways, so just to reiterate with episode 3, Attack of the Clones, it has, I think, the best choreographed scene in all of Star Wars in the Battle of Heroes on Mustafar. I think that scene alone really captures a lot of why I love this movie. And I think, especially as a kid, those lightsaber duels are just like quintessentially what attracted me to Star Wars in general. And so it may not be Empire Strikes Back for me, but it's really close, honestly. And so I got to go with this as my second pick. So I've got my two favorite movies in my 1 and 2 spots.
Very nice. Well, we ready for my second pick?
Yes.
All right. So I think you and I are kind of different in how we're approaching this particular draft. I'm really making it like a draft, and I'm thinking about the assets and what's out there and how important they are. Don't get me wrong, your way is fine and well, but I think I'm going at it from a strategic standpoint here. Because, I mean, I got... You know, you got the best movie. I have the best animated movie, right? Animated series. I think I have to go after the best TV series now. Like, that's where my thought process is at now, right? I mean, because I have a feeling where you would go the next route for your next pick. So now I'm thinking about, you know, can I hold off on a pick that I may go now just so I can get the best TV series? And to me, best TV series was Andor. So I'm picking Andor at number 2. I know people are just going crazy. They're like, wait, what? You're going to pick Andor at your number 2 pick? Yes, this is what I'm doing. Just to fill out my roster with like the best of the best. You know that, you know how you can get the best available like receiver, the best available quarterback. That's kind of where I'm thinking right now. So I'm going with Andor. You and I really, really enjoyed this show for the seasons that it was out. The first thing that we ever watched together was Andor, and we would talk for hours on end about one episode, you know. So not only does it hold a big meaning to kind of this podcast, but also for a lot of the people who may not even necessarily been Star Wars fans, but just like good shows, like good writing, great characters. And I think Andor was that, you know. Excuse me. So I think For my number 2 pick, that's kind of why I picked Andor. Again, I know it's not any movie, and especially I'm thinking about the people who just don't even watch the TV shows and the animated shows. I'm looking at you, Aspiring Sports. I know you don't like the animated stuff, but that's where I'm going with this pick. I'm going to go with Andor, one of the best written shows, definitely in Star Wars, I think. And... probably, you know, I'm not going to go off and say like ever, you know, in TV history, but definitely in the Star Wars land, the Star Wars universe, Andor is my number 2 pick.
Yeah. And actually what we have right now, both of our first 2 picks, those are my top 4 on my board. So I had Andor I had Andor at number 3 on my board. So I would have definitely picked it at my next pick. And I don't know if it's that much of a stretch to say. I mean, it's clearly the best most well-written TV show, Star Wars TV show. I don't know if it's a huge stretch to say it's the most well-written Star Wars piece of content. Now, that might be a little bit of a hot take, but I mean, a lot of what my picks are like nostalgia picks, you know, Empire and Revenge of the Sith. And but Andor is just like such a well-grounded, well-written show that those of you who are still holding out on it, I think you got to watch it. Like, you got to watch Andor. It's a really incredible show. So I'm a big fan of your number two pick, especially there. Now, man, I'm in a conundrum a little bit because I don't know if I should stick with my movie route or shift to shows. Oh man.
Well, yeah, before we move on, yeah, Kid Caduceus says regarding the saber choreography, we give Hayden a hard time for his acting, but he is a great athlete. He sold those saber scenes. I would agree.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, Hayden and Ewan are both incredible athletes. Okay. I'm going a little bit of strategy here on this one. And there's a reason for this pick. Partially because I want to get a little bit on the board with TV show stuff. And I think in the context of Star Wars TV, there's three shows that I would argue are definitively the best three shows. Now, others might disagree. You have two of them in your draft content. I feel like I'm going to pick the third one here. I could have dipped into one of the original trilogy movies, perhaps. Could have gone elsewhere, maybe even. But I'm going to go with another Star Wars animated show. I am actually going to go with Star Wars Rebels. Was that the route you were going next?
No, but I just hate it not being on my team. That's all.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of Rebels. I think, interestingly, when I watched the first season of this back whatever year it was, I wasn't the biggest fan. And I think this is the only Star Wars show. Let me think about this, but I think I feel confident saying it. I think it's the only Star Wars show where it feels like it definitively gets better every single season. Now, don't get me wrong. Clone Wars is great pretty much through and through. But Rebels just feels like it incrementally gets even better and better as it goes. The characters are really lovable characters. You develop a bond with them over the course of the show. And now we're seeing them even included into more stuff in live action in Ahsoka with Ezra and Sabine and Hera. And Zeb too, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Zeb in live action at least one time. The reason I love Rebels, I think, particularly, and I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, is because it doesn't just... it's not just okay being a kid's TV show. I think what pushes Rebels into the same almost category as Clone Wars, I would argue, is that it is exploring what it means. It's exploring what the Force is, really, in a lot of the show. Some of my favorite episodes of the Clone Wars are the episodes where it's about the brother, the sister, and the father. Some of my favorite episodes of Rebels are the episodes with the Bendu, where it's like, what is the Force? Is it light and dark? Is it balance? Is it good and evil? And so when they kind of delve into that content, when they explore there being more than just good guys and bad guys, I really like that stuff. That's what really, what I'm really attracted to in Star Wars shows. That's fun content, and for me and personally. And so I gotta get a TV show on my list today, and I gotta go Star Wars Rebels with my third pick.
Fair. Yeah, I mean, you know, nice and diverse there. And I got in the same breath. I need to finally step into the movie land, I think. So with my next pick, I think we're ready. And this is an obvious one. I mean, you said it kind of earlier on that, the, you know, when you were getting your number one pick, one of my favorite movies is. And this is a nostalgia pick for sure. But yeah, I'm going to go with Return of the Jedi. my favorite movie of all of Star Wars, honestly. I mean, you've got Luke finally being who he's going to be. You know, he's no longer that whiny kid, the whiny farmer kid. He's coming to his own. He even walks in that first scene knowing that he is taking control of Jabba's palace there, and he just walks in there, he shoos the dude aside, and he's got all that confidence, he's got all that swag. Is that what the kids say still? Swag? I'm not quite sure. But he's got all of it. Drip. I don't know. But he walks in, he definitely knows he owns the room. one of the best battles also with him and Darth Vader there at the end, where they're fighting there in front of the Emperor, and there's that scene where Luke's kind of hiding. This is one of my favorite scenes in all of Star Wars. Luke's kind of hiding. Vader's like taunting him. He's like, oh, you know, your thoughts are betraying you. And then he's like, oh, a sister. You have a twin sister, you know. And then just that whole scene, and you see Luke just completely lose it, goes off on him there. I could have gone without maybe the Emperor just dying by being thrown off of a high cliff or right into the reactor there. That's probably the one of the things I'm like, okay, he could have went on a little bit better than that, I think. But other than that, my favorite show, my favorite movie of all time in Star Wars. So just like how you picked yours, kind of with that nostalgia feel, your first two picks, you know, I can't go through the entire draft without picking a movie. I mean, I think that's just wild and crazy. You can't do that. So yeah, Return of the Jedi would be my number three pick. And, you know, like you said earlier, it really depends on the time that you grew up, you know, what your Star Wars was, you know, and this was my generation of Star Wars, you know, not saying that any other generations of Star Wars is any less valid or any, you know, less entertaining. Well, you know, I guess we could maybe argue on some of that, but at the same time, you know, I think that's what I grew up with. You know my story about how Lando Calrissian is my favorite character. Obviously, he's a big character both in that and in Empire Strikes Back. So I think just to have this at my number three, because again, I knew Return of the Jedi was going to still be there at three, right? So that's why I didn't have to get it at one, because that's, you know, that's obviously, if you're talking about, you know, what's most important in Star Wars for me, Return of the Jedi for sure. But given this is the draft, I knew it'd still be there at three, and I was right.
You snagged your favorite there. So I'm liking how these lists are playing out. I'm actually really curious what our fifth picks are gonna be, because I feel like there's a little bit of a level of drop off after like the eighth or ninth best thing, maybe. And so I'm actually really curious about our fifth picks, but not to get carried away, because we still got our fourth picks here. And I am really torn between two things right now. But Kid Caduceus in the chat saying Palpatine being thrown into the pit, remember someone he returned. Yeah. Yeah. Does Palpatine returning make Return of the Jedi less meaningful for you, Joey?
That's right. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Sounds like it's time for my pick to be in. I know I'm going with one of two things. Man. So I have it in a particular order on my list, and I'm kind of debating about going with the one that's actually below the top one of the order I gave Gibbo.
Oh, my list is all over the place, so it's not, not a surprise.
I think I'm going to pick a movie with this pick. And I think this is the best Star Wars movie made since Disney acquired Star Wars. I am going to go with Rogue One for my fourth pick.
Such a good pick.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal film. It makes you care so much about the characters. To connect it to one of your picks, Andor has retroactively, whatever the word is, made Rogue One, I think, an even better film. This is a movie that is humorous. It has characters that I think we've talked about this before, but that we both connect with a lot. And it's, again, the best Disney Star Wars film. It is not a flashy movie. It is not a lightsaber-filled movie. It's not even really much about the Force, other than, you know, with the exception of one character, really, in particular. And even that character is not a Jedi or a Sith. It's just, you know, the Force as a concept, really. And so I think I'm going to go Rogue One for how grounded it feels. Coming off of watching season two of Andor, it's made me appreciate that style of Star Wars even more. Kind of like we were talking during the news segment with Starfighter. Like, the more that Disney, I think, leans into this sense of grounded storytelling, not needing it to be fantastical in order to get, you know, ticket sales or people to like it. Rogue One is the kind of stories that I want to see told more of in the future of Star Wars. And that's a lot of the reason I'm going to go ahead and slot it in at my number four pick.
Such a solid pick. I knew it wouldn't get past the fourth round for sure. I mean, there's the things that, you know, is quintessential Star Wars, like some of the original trilogy, you know, Clone Wars and stuff like that. But Rogue One, I still think that that does not get enough credit for how good that movie was, how important it was to the Star Wars universe overall. So I'm a little bit upset I didn't get that. But, yeah, you know, I think that's a good fourth pick. But my pick here... See, I'm in the same position now because there's a couple of things that... I mean, the top three, like you said, they're, like, pretty easy. You're like, okay, these are pretty easy here. And even yours, honestly, the Rogue One pick is pretty good. Mm-hmm. But anything after this, at this point, you're just like... I can go the kind of easy, you know, nostalgic route. I can go, you know, some of the more important, you know, TV things and stuff like that. I think I almost have to. This is one of those picks when you just, I mean, he's still on the board. You know what I mean? He's still on the board. There's no way that you can let this go, you know, one more round further. You're just happy it made it this long. So, New Hope, episode 4. I mean, at number 4 for me, I think it just seems like, I know there are people out there, some of the, some of our old school viewers here, they're like, I can't believe you went this long without picking number 4. Again, it's a draft strategy. You know, you try to figure out your opponents and try to figure out how long it'll last. But I think, you know, at this point, you can't let A New Hope go any further down in the draft. So, of course, the movie that started it all, in the theaters in 1977, before you and I were even a thought in our parents' brains, you know. So I think this is an easy pick at 4. A lot of it, I mean, is that they just have very memorable lines, memorable moments in this movie. And I can't even imagine being there in 1977, seeing this on the big screen for the first time with these laser swords and being in space and, you know, all this stuff. Like, I can't imagine it, like, how impressive, how exciting it was at that time. And obviously, you know, here we are, how many years later, still talking about the movie that started it all. So for any other reason for, you know, for it to, you know, be on our draft boards at all, part of me does feel a little bit bad that it slipped this far, but at the same time, you know, again, you know that there's been a lot of Star Wars since then too. So, but yeah, number 4, New Hope. I wish Luke was a little less whiny, and you know, there are definitely things that I wish from it. But I think the obviously this one was the one that started it all, so it's very important that it made on one of our drafts at all. And more importantly, that it's that it gets the recognition it deserves.
I would have 100% picked that if you would have passed on it, by the way.
Right. <yeah. laughs>
And actually, these 8 are the top 8 I have on my list. So now I'm looking kind of at like my 9th, 10th, you know, in terms of best options here. And going back and forth between a couple things, but I like New Hope a lot for your fourth pick. I think I know what I'm going to do with my fifth pick. And I think the fifth pick would have been a lot easier about, what was it, 3 years ago when this came out? Excuse me. I think it would have been easier because the first two seasons of this show are worthy of being in this set of 10. The third season of this show was a relatively big letdown. I do think, though, outside of Andor, I would probably still consider this the best live action Star Wars show, even with season 3 of this show. And so for that reason, I got to go with Mandalorian for my fifth and final pick. I debated on particularly one other thing, but Mandalorian, I think for me, the connection between Din Djarin and Grogu, especially in the first two seasons, the conclusion of season 2 is, I mean, 50 years from now, people might look back at the entire history of Star Wars, and outside of I Am Your Father, the scene where Luke comes onto the ship might be like the most memorable moment in the history of Star Wars when we look back on it when it's all said and done, you know, decades from now. It's an original story. It is the first live action Star Wars story that they did. And so it kind of kickstarted the whole thing. And, you know, would we have Ahsoka or Kenobi or Andor or all these other shows without The Mandalorian's success? Kind of during that, early COVID time when everyone was like all in on watching shows during, lockdown and whatnot. So it's a redeeming story of kind of a tough guy character who befriends the small and innocent and lovable child. And they form this, special bond in a way that really draws you to the story and who the characters are. And to kind of just wrap that up with my thoughts on season 3, it felt like this show was supposed to be 2 seasons. They were like, wow, this is way more successful than we ever thought it was going to be. I guess we got to make another season. They saw the way season 3 didn't really have the gravitas that seasons 1 and 2 had. And, you know, now we're getting Mando and Grogu in a film next summer. Or is it December? Either way, next year in 2026. So I'm excited to see more of them. I love them in this show, particularly seasons 1 and 2. And for all those reasons, I think I've got to take it at my fifth and final pick.
Nice. So we got the last pick of the draft here. For those who have viewed previous drafts and previous, what are the other things that we do? Oh, like tier lists and whatever, everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I decide to throw in something a little bit meme-y, because at the end of it, last pick of the draft, you kind of go out with a bang. So there, I've picked, people like, and I know this got a little bit of flack. I picked, Rey as one of the most powerful Jedi. People did not like that. So, like things like that. So, I'm going to go a little bit meme-y on this one, mainly because not of like how important it was to Star Wars at all, but like how wrong it really was to Star Wars at all. We don't know exactly. And I will say here on the Hoth Hangout podcast, we did an episode on this particular show a while ago. For some reason, we still get hits on that video, and it's been like years. So without the final pick of this Draft Wars content collection, I'm going to go with the Star Wars Holiday Special from 1978. for those who have not seen this, that's fine. But at the same time, you gotta understand, like, when you're watching this type of show, that, you know, there was so much probably going on in the world or in Star Wars or in Hollywood. They're like, we have to capitalize on Star Wars now. How do we do it? Well, what do people like? They like music. They like dancing. They like Star Wars. So let's just throw it all together in one blender and see what comes out at the other end. And this is what came out of it. So although maybe not the most popular or most liked piece of content that ever came out of Star Wars, this was actually the one of the things that I thought needed to be on this draft because it's just too funny. It's something that was maybe not important, but it's something that we have to remember exists, because if not for this, we know that, you know, there is some Star Wars out here. And in the list that I gave Gibbo, it was the very last one. And he, even Gibbo, said, "I nearly didn't make this graphic thinking no one would pick it." So I'm glad you did, Gibbo. Good job. Because otherwise you'd be scrambling for it right now. And I think it worked out perfectly because I am the last pick of the draft. If I was at your position at five, I couldn't get it, you know. But I think now that I was the last pick, I think it only makes sense that it would be the last pick. Again, kind of meme-y, you know. To be on a serious note, I mean, after Mandalorian, really, you know, there's maybe two or three more, you know, two, maybe like a third tier left, you know, two more tiers left. I mean, you've got these top, you know, excuse me, these top eight, nine picks that we did. Those are like top tier, obviously. And then there's like a second tier that's maybe, you know, five, six, seven things deep. And then the rest is kind of like there, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like, okay, it's there. I'm looking at like things like Skeleton Crew, you know, to the Acolyte to some, Star Wars Resistance, you know, things like that, where you're just like, okay, it's there. Young Jedi Adventures, you know, they're all there. They're part of Star Wars, but they don't grab you. You know, they don't grab you like these first nine really do. So I figured, you know, I mean, things like Ahsoka and obviously Phantom Menace, even like Kenobi or Visions, you know, those are things that, you know, really are, these are, you know, great pieces of work. You know, I think they all kind of are a little bit different in their ways, but I thought it'd be a little bit funnier if I just picked something like the holiday special for the last pick.
I respect it. I respect the holiday special. I would say if I was going to give only one honorable mention, I would probably give my honorable mention to Bad Batch. I just think it's a show that has no business being as good as it is for just something that maybe a lot of people didn't know about, or so that would be my honorable mention, the way that they're able to connect with the characters in that show. And then my, like, maybe a secondary honorable mention, you already said Phantom Menace, but like, I love Darth Maul so much. I'm excited for the show about him coming out next year. That'd probably be another honorable mention for me too. But did you have any other honorable mentions?
Yeah, I mean, think something like, you know, if you want to go a little bit even further out of left field, if I didn't pick a meme? That's a question that it would probably be something like Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace probably be there. Maybe Ahsoka. Something a little bit further out, maybe, you know, would be questionable, but Tales of the Jedi, kind of the first of that series, was like really impactful and kind of shocking how enjoyable it was. So but I'd have to agree with you, especially on Bad Batch, because a lot of the other things that I mentioned when I mentioned Ahsoka, when I think of Tales of the Jedi, Kenobi, these are all things based off of other characters that are pretty solidified in Star Wars. Something like Bad Batch really wasn't, you know, I mean, they kind of made mention in the Clone Wars, but at the same time, the addition of Omega, for instance, I think that was a huge thing that made that show so much more real, so much more enjoyable. And I think the Bad Batch is definitely a plus, an honorable mention in that. And we had a comment just come in about the other Star Wars Clone Wars series that we also did a video on that also gets a lot of views, actually. How do you say this name again? Is it Tartakovsky?
Yeah, Tartakovsky's. It's the 2D animated one, which there's two episodes of that show in particular that I love. It's the episode with Anakin and Asajj on the temple. And then the other one is Grievous when he fights like four Jedi all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, that show's got some memorable scenes. If anything, the only criticism I'd have of that show is I wish it was longer.
Yeah, how long was it again? It wasn't very long at all.
It's a bunch of like mini episodes combined, and I think when you combine all of them, it's like 90 minutes roughly or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, we should also mention the Star Wars Holiday Special. Wasn't it like the really beginnings of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
remember there was that animated bit there?
Yeah, the something Wookiee, the Lonely Wookiee, the what's the name of that special? The Forgotten Wookiee? I don't know. Maybe someone in chat can remember. It's the something Wookiee. The Lonely Wookiee, anyways. Yeah, the Visions. Yeah, I had Visions in my top 15.
Mine too, yeah.
Yeah, the Ninth Jedi. I think the Ninth Jedi is getting a follow-up episode in Visions Season 3, which comes out in like a month and a half, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah, we got some things coming up, actually.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff that we could have put on this list. Honestly, it kind of would have been interesting to if we would have gone like 10 or 12 deep. Or
Each
on like, we're on pick number 12. We're like, Tales of the Kenobi. Underworld.
Tales of the Underworld.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We're going deep in our bags at that point. But that would actually be kind of fun to do sometime. I mean, that would be a much longer podcast episode, but if you had maybe even three people where like each person got like eight or nine picks. Yeah. So you had to pick almost everything, you know, then someone would end up with a couple of those sequel movies at the end.
Holly Special might actually make it in legitimately.
Yeah. Caravan of Courage. You know, that one, the droids, yeah, all kinds of good stuff. But this was a fun one. I always enjoy the draft episodes a lot. They're a blast, and they're fun to kind of see, like, you know, the way that we conceptualize what's going in to our picks. What makes a good pick for one person might not necessarily be what makes a good pick for another person. And now looking at it in its entirety and its completion. Curious what those of you listening and watching think about them as well. And for those of you who are audio listeners, our final lists are, for me, I had Empire Strikes Back, Revenge of the Sith, Rebels, Rogue One, Mandalorian, while Joey had the Clone Wars series, Andor, Return of the Jedi, A New Hope, and the Star Wars Holiday Special.
What a ridiculous ending to that one.
Honestly, the Star Wars Holiday Special is so weird that you could almost make the case that it's as, or if not more memorable than some of the other stuff that could have been in that spot because of maybe the quality of it being higher. I think the Holiday Special is arguably more memorable because it is so just wild and out there. Not to mention, like, there's just weird scenes in there. Like that fantasy scene where the Uncle Wookiee and, like, the weird, not so subtly like racist kitchen scene. You're like, what is? I thought I had like stepped into an alternate universe watching that movie.
1978 was a wild time.
Yeah, it was. And let us know down in the comments what you think about these picks as well, and let us know your five picks. What you would have. For each of your five favorite Star Wars pieces of content. And let us know where we messed up on our list. Where did we go right? Where did we go wrong? I think
we know what we know. One of them.
No comments about the Holiday Special at all.
We know. It's a joke.
And actually, maybe in the description of today's episode, if you're interested in checking out our reactions to either the Holiday Special, or I know we mentioned the Star Wars Clone Wars 2D Tartakovsky reaction, maybe we'll pin both those episodes down in the description of today's episode as well, if you're interested in watching those reactions as well. So we are excited and looking forward to episode 121, 2 weeks from now. I will most definitely be in the new house. Everything is all set up, like I said, minus the Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, Gibbo making a good point in our chat here. The Lego stuff we didn't even mention. Rebuild the Galaxy, worthy of... and that comes out in... Let's see, when is the release date for Rebuild the Galaxy? I should probably know that off the top of my head. next week's show.
Month. Yeah, definitely this month, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for the reminder, Givo. I was like, for some reason, I was thinking that didn't come out until the end of September. But we will be doing our preview episode for LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy, Pieces of the Past. That episode, I believe, will be live on YouTube and Twitch probably on September 16th. And will go out to all of you audio listeners on September 18th. And then the episode following that will likely be our conversations about LEGO Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy Pieces of the Past. So lots of LEGO Star Wars coming our way during the next two episodes and the next month's time. So be on the lookout for that. Oh, and by the way, as a side note, Gibbo is also hoping to go to a live LEGO exhibition in Australia between now and then. So could get some cool IRL pictures along with that for the video version IRL, of the podcast.
IRL Gibbo content? Is that what we're saying? Oh.
Most definitely.
That might be Patreon only, you know what I mean? that lightsaber isn't going to buy itself.
Yeah, you got to pay
for that. Yeah, exactly. We got to... We got to raise that $3 million for the Darth Vader lightsaber. But yeah, looking forward to all of that conversation and more in the next episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. And thank you to those of all those of you joining us for today's episode. Want to give you a quick final reminder. If you're not yet subscribed here to the Hoth Hangout YouTube channel, definitely hit that subscribe button. We are only 7 subs away from our 500 subscriber goal. We'd appreciate it very much if you go ahead and hit that subscribe if you are not already, as we get closer and closer to that really awesome milestone for the podcast. You can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts, questions, or otherwise, and we'd love to showcase them on the pod. You can also find the Hoth Hangout podcast wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a 5-star review, leave a 5-star review on the podcast. We'd appreciate it very much, and it also allows it to be more easily discovered by other people who love Star Wars as well. We're on the socials on Instagram, TikTok, and X at Hoth Hangout over there, as well as live streaming every episode both on YouTube and on Twitch at Hoth Hangout on each of those platforms. Check us out there, and as well, the link to the Hoth Hangout community Discord server is available down in the show notes of today's episode as well. Joey, any last thoughts on our draft today or anything else in the world of Star Wars?
I mean, always a good time with these drafts, whenever we come up with an idea. So yeah, this was a fun one. I don't know what the next draft is going to be, so if anybody in podcast universe have any ideas that you want us to draft or do any tier list, always feel free to contact us and let us know what we should do next. But like you said, it was we've got 7 more subs. I think Ben has agreed to do 500 squats on the squat rack once we hit that. So if we can get those, that'd be great. But a quick little shout out to Gibbo. So thank you again for all the graphics you did on this one. It was it looks really great. And we are always excited to have Gibbo along with the ride with us.
Yes, definitely. The number one pick of the Hoth Hangout podcast, Gibbo, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Thank you again today to Gibbo for producing all the assets and everything for the show. We really appreciate it. And by the way, I should mention, as we were talking, now only 6 subscribers away from the 500 subscribers.
All right.
Whoever that was, shout out to you. Maybe someone watching the live stream right now. We appreciate it. And now only 6 subscribers away from our 500 milestone. So thank you to those of you joining us live in the chat today, Kid Caduceus and Newbie Type B. Appreciate you both very much. Ooh. Top 5 starships, top 5 sabers. Those would be fun episodes. I like
both of those, yeah.
Yeah. We'll definitely keep those options in our back pocket and may or may not be doing those in the very near future. Who knows? But we look forward to talking about some more LEGO Star Wars Pieces of the Past in the next episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. thanks so much for joining us for this one. As always, shout out to George Lucas, shout out to Dave Filoni, shout out to all those of you listening or watching. We appreciate each and every one of you so very much. Look to hope to catch you in the next one. And until then, may the Force be with you.